الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We begin reading today بإذن الله تعالى the beautiful poem that has been written by the great Imam Al-Imam Ibn Abi al-Izz Al-Hanafi رحمه الله تعالى, the poem which is entitled الأرجوزة المئية في ذكر حال أشرف البرية, the 100 lines of poetry with regards to the mention of the biography and the life of the most noble of the creation, of the best of all mankind, the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today we will just take the first 5 lines بإذن الله تعالى, beginning our classes in an easy and facilitated manner. بإذن الله تعالى, and we begin seeking the aid and the help of Allah and asking Him to grant us success to benefit and to understand, and that He'll make that knowledge a light and a benefit for us and a proof for us and not against us. قال الإمام ابن أبي العز الحنفي رحمه الله, the Imam Ibn Abi al-Izz al-Hanafi, he mentioned, رحمه تعالى, الحمد لله القديم الباري ثم صلاته على المختار وبعد حاك سيرة الرسول منظومة موجزة الفصول موليده في عاشر الفضيل ربيع الأول عام الفيل لكنما المشهور ثاني عشره في يوم الاثنين طلوع فجره ووافق العشرين من نيسانا وقابله حين أبيه حانا. So the translation that has come with regards to these beneficial lines, all praise and thanks is for Allah, the Eternal, ever living, the originator of all things. Then after that, sending his salam upon the chosen one, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as to what follows, here is the biography of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in poetically summarized chapters. His birth was on the 10th of the distinguished month, Rabi al-Awwal, the year of the elephant. But what is well known is the 12th of that month on a Monday at the break of dawn. And it is corresponded with the 20th of April. And prior to that, the death of his father had come. The death of his father had come. So the author, he began, رحمه ta'ala, بالحمد. فقال الحمد لله القديم الباري. He began by praising Allah. And this is the beautiful manner to begin, by mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him and thanking Him. And this is what alhamdu, it means. The people of knowledge, they say, الحمد هو الثناء على الله عز وجل محبة وتعظيمة. That alhamd means to praise Allah. It means to praise Him along with love and magnification and veneration. To praise Allah while loving Him and magnifying Him and venerating Him and honoring Him and respecting Him. This is called alhamd. So a believer, he says, alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we praise Him because we love Him. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is praised and loved because He is the one who possesses the attributes of perfection. So He is the one who deserves all praise and all honor and all majesty and glory because He is the one who possesses the attributes of perfection, no deficiency whatsoever. So therefore Allah Azza wa Jal, He is praised because of His beautiful names and attributes of perfection. But likewise, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He is praised because of His great bounties and blessings and favors. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And whatever bounties and blessings, whatever favors and goodness that you have, meaning from the worldly life, from the affairs of health and wealth and prosperity, and likewise from the knowledge of the religion, and also in the aspect of being upright and steadfast, all of the good that you have, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So therefore, a believer, he praises Allah and loves Him and thanks Him, praising Allah because He is the one who has the attributes of perfection, no deficiency whatsoever. And praising Him and loving Him because He is the one who is providing all of the favors and blessings subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he began in this manner, Alhamdulillah, Allah, this is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And all of the beautiful names, they refer back to this name, Allah. So a believer, he will say, Allah, He is Ar-Rahman, and Allah, He is Ar-Rahim, and Allah, He is Al-Qadir, and Allah, He is Al-Awwal, Wal-Akhir, and Allah, He is Al-Zahir, Al-Batin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ar-Ra'uf, and Ar-Rahim, and Al-Aziz, and Al-Hakim, and Al-Alim, and Al-Khabir. These are all names of Allah. But a person, he will not say that Ar-Rahman is Allah. Rather, he will say Allah is Ar-Rahman. So the point to understand here, my beloved children and noble students, that this is the proper name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and all of the other names that refer back to this name. So Allah is Ar-Rahman, and Allah he is Ar-Rahim, and Allah he is Ar-Ra'uf, and Allah he is Al-Aziz. In this manner like this. And the meaning of the name Allah, it is Al-Ilahu Al-Haq, the true God, Al-Ma'bud Al-Haq, the true God who is worthy of worship. And it has been narrated by Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma that he said about the name Allah that it means ذُو الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ وَالْعُبُودِيَّةِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ ذُو الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ وَالْعُبُودِيَّةِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ The name of Allah. What does it mean? It means that Allah, He is the one who possesses al-uluhiyyah. He is the one who possesses divinity. He is the one who has all of the attributes of perfection with no deficiency whatsoever. He is the one who has a life that is perfect and He is alive and never dies. And He is, and His life, it has no beginning and it has no ending. And His knowledge is perfect, no deficiency whatsoever. And His power and authority is perfect. And His beauty likewise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is perfect. And His wisdom is supreme. And He has the supreme authority, and no one can overcome Him, and nothing can happen except with His permission. He is the most powerful and strong, the irresistible. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who is worthy of worship. He's worthy of worship because He possesses divinity, al-uluhiyyah, dhul-uluhiyyati, wal-ubudiyyati, ala khalqihi ajma'in. And likewise, He is the possessor of servitude over all of the creation, meaning all of the creation are slaves to Allah and under His will and command. And under His will and command and decree, and nothing happens in His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, except with His authority and command, and except with His permission. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is Allah, He is your Lord in truth. This is Allah, He is your Lord in truth. So the author, he says, Alhamdulillah. Al-Qadim al-Bari. Alhamdulillah al-Qadim al-Bari. Al-Qadim, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is not from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Qadim is not from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is information about Him. And whenever it is used, what it means is Al-Awwal. It has the same meaning of the beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Awwal. Al-Awwal. Fa-Al-Qadim is information that we learn about Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that Allah, He is the first and there's nothing before Him. Al-Awwal. Al-Ladhi Laysa Qabalahu Shay. So it has the meaning of the name Al-Awwal. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the first. There's nothing before Him. Meaning that His life, it has no beginning and it has no ending. His life is eternal. He's always alive and He's always existing. And He's always powerful and He's always strong. He's always the creator. He's always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Bari, this is one of the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, which means the originator, the creator and the originator, the one who creates the creation from nothing and brings things into existence after they did not exist. The one who brings all of existence into existence before it even existed. Before there was a heaven and the earth, there was nothing except Allah alone. And Allah, He brought the creation into existence by creating the heavens and the earth. بَرِيُّ الْبَرَايَا مُنْشِئُ الْخَلَائِقِ مُبْدِعُهُمْ بِلَا مِثَالٍ سَابِقِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the one who's brought everything into existence. He is the one who originated everything and given everything a shape and its form. الْخَالِقُ الْبَرِيُّ الْمُصَوِّرِ Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator and the originator and the one who's given everything a shape and its form. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى So He is Al-Bari. He is Al-Bari. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Abdul Razak, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he has mentioned about this word here, Al-Qadim, that Allah knows best. What is better to say is Al-Qadir, because Al-Qadir is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Qadir is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, the one who has the power and authority and ability to do all things. The one who is capable and able of doing all things. He has supreme power and ability, Al-Qadir, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this beautiful name has come in the Quran in many places. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Wallahu qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about Himself in His book many places that He is Al-Qadir, the one who has the supreme power and ability to do all things. And likewise, if we ponder over the context that this name here is more suitable. First, Al-Qadir is a beautiful name from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal that is affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah. And then likewise, it's more suitable with the context. Alhamdulillah Al-Qadir Al-Bari. Al-Qadir Al-Bari, the one who has the ability to do all things, the one who brought the creation into existence after it did not even exist. After it did not even exist. As for Al-Qadim, if one were going to use this term to refer to Allah with the proper understanding that has been mentioned, this is allowed. But it's better to refer to Him by His names. And then even here, one would say, more suitable Al-Qadim Al-Baqi. That's more suitable for the Qadim, Al-Baqi, the one who remains, and the one who exists eternally forever. And that's the understanding of that word, Qadim, Al-Qadim. So for this reason, Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullahu Ta'ala, he mentioned in his explanation of these beautiful lines of poetry that possibly some of the people who were transcribing this poem and taking it down, those who are known as Nusakh or the scribes, that they made a mistake in transcribing this and passing it down, and originally it was supposed to be Al-Qadir. And Allah knows best. But in any case, this is better. So for this reason, sometimes maybe you will find that some of the people recite it with Al-Qadir and not Al-Qadim. And this is something that is allowed and good, and Allah knows best. Alhamdulillah Al-Qadir Al-Bari. Thumma salatuhu ala al-mukhtari. And then after that, the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he sent the salat of Allah Azza wa Jal. The salat of Allah Azza wa Jal ala al-mukhtar. Ala al-mukhtar. Al-mukhtar, this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mustafa al-Mujtaba. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. He is the one who was chosen and selected to be the final and the last in the seal of all messengers and prophets. And he is the best of all mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he says, ثُمَّ salatuhu, يعني salat Allah. ثُمَّ salatuhu عَلَى الْمُخْتَارِ. And then the salat of Allah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people of knowledge, they mention that the salat of Allah, whenever Allah, He gives salat upon someone, for example, upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is meaning that Allah, He will praise. He will praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention him in the best manner, praising him and mentioning his beautiful traits and qualities amongst the nearest angels in the highest heavens. And this has been connected by Al-Bukhari from the narration of Abu al-Aliyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the great scholars of the Tabi'een. He said, Salatullahi, Salatullahi thana'uhu alayhi inda al-malaika, wa salatul malaikati ad-du'a. That the salat of Allah is that He will praise that person. Meaning if Allah is making the salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning He's praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioning him in the best manner amongst the angels. And the salat of the angels, it is dua, that they will make dua for mercy and forgiveness for the one that they send the salat on. For the one that they send the salat on. So this is the first line. Alhamdulillah al-qadir al-bari, thumma salatuhu ala al-mukhtari, wa ba'du hakasirat al-rasuli, manzumatan mujazat al-fusuli, wa ba'du. Yani, and as to what follows. Haka. Hakasirat al-rasuli. Haka. Haka means khudh, take it. Here it is. Here it is. Haka sirat al-rasuli. Here is the seerah of Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is the sirah, the biography and the clarification of the life and the events that happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. Haka sirat ar-Rasuli. Here is the sirah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has been summarized. Manzumatan mujazatan fushuli. It has been placed in poetic form and likewise summarized in the most beautiful manner. And it is placed in chapters, made easy and beneficial for the student to obtain and understand. To obtain and understand. Haka sirat ar-Rasuli. Here is the sirah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sirah, the people of knowledge, they mention linguistically it means as-sunnah aw at-tariqah. As-sunnah aw at-tariqah. It could be good, it can be bad. Linguistically, some people, they have a good sirah and they're upon a good sunnah and a good tariqah, and other people, they're not on a good sunnah and they're not on a good tariqah, nor do they have a good sirah. Some people, they're upon a good way. Some people, they have a good path that they're upon, a good methodology that they traverse upon in their life, and others, they do not have a good way. They have a bad way. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the sirah, sometimes تكون حسنة, other times تكون سهية. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the sirah sometimes is good for some people who are good, and in other times it could be bad. It could be bad. Because the sirah, it means as-sunnah wa-tariqah. As-sunnah wa-tariqah, yani the way of life. The way of life and the methodology of a person, how he lives his life and how he carries himself. How he lives his life, how he carries himself, and what he does. What he does in his life. And whenever the people of knowledge, generally, they discuss the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the sirah, then they discuss the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from birth and that which he is upon, from the time of birth all the way until his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the legislative term of the word sirah, it means at-tariqah. Hiya tariqatu nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa haluhu min mawlidihi ila wafatihi. طريقة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحاله من مولده إلى وفاته. It is his way and that which he was upon. صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the time of birth until the time of death. From the time of birth until the time of death. So for this reason, some of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned لسيرة النبي حد آتي تفسير حاله إلى الممات. لسيرة النبي حد آتي تفسير حاله إلى الممات. That the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a definition that comes, and that is the detailed clarification of his life until his death. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people of knowledge generally have made these affairs in chapters, in fusul. In fusul. But whenever we're talking about the sirah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we're talking about the greatest sirah, about the best sirah, about the best life, about the most pure and the most noble and the life of the best of all mankind. The best biography and life and methodology and way is the way of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this great Imam, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has gathered it together for us. The most important points and the best parts of the sirah that's most important for us to learn and to know and to benefit from, and summarized all of that in beautiful words and put it in poetry form. Haka sirat al-Rasuli. Here you go. Here you go. Here's the sirah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haka sirat al-Rasuli. Here is the biography and the life and the most important points and events that occurred in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Question: why is he gathering it like this in this manner and saying to you, here you go. Haka, khudh, take it. Here you go. Here it is. Here's the biography of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for you to benefit from. Rather, manzumatan mujazat al-fusuli. Rather, it's even in poetic form. In poetry, very beneficial and flowing, very nice. And it's summarized and not long. And it's easy and not complex. Yet the words that are chosen and the issues that are touched on are very beneficial and beautiful. And it's even put in short, brief chapters and portions. Why would he do this? Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Just to learn? Did he write all this poetry and gather all this information and place it in this beautiful manner just so that we can read it and be like, oh wow, that's a great biography. Oh man, that's really interesting. Oh, he's such a great person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only just to know about how great he was and about how wise he was. And Or how?
To follow him. Ahsanti. Ahsanti. Barakallahu fiki. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana.
Uswatun hasana. That indeed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the best role model. You have the most noble example. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his status and his rank is the highest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who learn his biography and his sunnah and his way and follow him diligently every day and every night to the best of their ability, then likewise they'll be raised and they'll have a high status and rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well by following him. So the wisdom behind the people of knowledge collecting and gathering and verifying and checking and even sometimes putting the biography in beautiful poetic form is for it to be easy for the believers to learn and understand and to follow, to implement and to practice and to abide by and to be upon his sunnah and his way, to love him and to know him and to follow him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the wisdom. Not just simply to know about this biography, so, oh wow, that's so amazing. Those things that happen are so cool. Oh, that's so great. Oh, he's a great man. No, no doubt we learned this and we know that he is a great man. Rather, he's the greatest man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's not just information that we want to learn. Rather, it's knowledge that we want to know and believe in and follow and apply in our life. And hope that it will be a means to lead us to the pleasure of Allah. And hope that it will be a means to lead us to the pleasure of Allah. وَبَعْدُ حَكَ سِرَةَ الرَّسُولِ مَنْذُومَةً مُجَزَةَ الْفُصُولِ مَنْذُومَةً يعني meaning that is placed in poetic form. It's poetry. The Arab, whenever they speak and they address the people, they have two manners and two forms. One of them is called an-nathr, and the other one is called an-nazm. An-nathr, nun, tha, ra. An-nathr. An-nathr is the normal way that people speak, and they will address and give a khutbah, for example, and they will give a sermon and they would talk. And the Arab, they were very beautiful and eloquent in their speech, especially in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet was the most eloquent and most beautiful in his speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the great qualities that are specific to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anhu utiya jawami' al-kalim. He was given the concise speech. He was able to say the most beautiful and important and beneficial words in the most brief and summarized and easy, facilitated manner. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Arab, they spoke like this. And nathar, sometimes they will talk in a normal manner, but they will be fluent and they will be eloquent and they will speak beautifully, especially if the topic is about something important and great. And other times they would speak in a nazm. A nazm is poetic form. And the Arab, they have different scales, different buhur that they would write the poetry on. The poetry in Arabic is not about only rhyming. Like maybe in English you just rhyme and that's called poetry. No, the poetry that's in the Arabic language, it has scales that must be followed precisely. And if a person, he messed up on the scale, then his poetry will be weak and deficient. Will be weak and deficient. Or if he mixed the scales and the likes like this, all of this would be some type of deficiency sometimes in his poetry. And there's many different scales in different ways. The form and the scale that the author, he's using, the bahr that he has chosen, al-arrajiz. That's why it's called al-urjuz. That's why it's called al-urjuz. So the point is now is that the Arab, they have an-nathr wa an-nazm. And the work that is done in nathr is called manthur. And the work that is done in an-nazm is called manzum. So that's why this is a manzuma. A manzuma. Manzumatan mujazatan fusuli. That is placed in poetic form. It's placed in poetic form. And this is something that's very beneficial. And the people of knowledge, they have shown great concern with the poetic form of teaching and learning. And they will summarize the knowledge in poems in order to make it easy to memorize. In order to make it easy to memorize and to learn. Because the knowledge that is memorized in your heart that you carry with you wherever you go, this is the knowledge that is beneficial. إِلْمِ مَعِي حَيْثُمَا يَمَمْتُ يَنْفَعُنِي قَلْبِي وِعَاءٌ لَهُ لَبَطْنُ سُنْدُوقِي إِنْ كُنْتُ فِي الْبَيْتِ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ فِيهِ مَعِي أَوْ كُنْتُ فِي السُّوقِ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ فِي السُّوقِ. So the knowledge that you have is the knowledge that is with you wherever you go. And this is the knowledge that will benefit you. Whenever you need it, you recall it, you recollect it, and you bring it to mind, and you speak about it, and you know. This is the knowledge that is beneficial. From the beneficial means to be able to memorize and to retain the knowledge is to write it in poetic form that is summarized and brief and that flows in an easy manner. So this is something that the people of knowledge have done from the early days until today. And they continue upon this way, writing poetry that is knowledge-based. And what is intended from that is to preserve the legislation and the law, and to memorize the knowledge in order to benefit from that, and to retain that and to carry that property. So a person who memorizes this poem, for example, in its summarized form, and then understands the points of benefit from each portion and each chapter, then he will be able to remember and recollect and to recall the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, with great ease. And it will be beneficial for him and his family and for those who come into contact with him, because he's carrying knowledge of the biography and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mujazat al-fusuri. Mujazat al-fusuri meaning it's summarized. Al-ijaz is to summarize something, but to summarize it so that the words are few, but to select the most beautiful and beneficial words to express the meaning. This is called al-ijaz. So a person, he will summarize his speech and not talk for a long time or use a lot of words, but he will select and choose the most beneficial and the most fruitful words that have the greatest meaning in order to express what he is intending to say. This is called al-ijaz, and this is how he has made this poem. Manzumatan mujazatan fusuri. Mujazat al-fusuli, referring now to the fact that this poem is in chapters. And this is also from the beneficial means and the facilitation that the author has placed in this poem for the student to memorize and understand in the best way. That it's not all mixed up here and there. Rather, he has summarized this precise and concise poetry in chapters, one after the other. And likewise, this is the manner of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, this is the manner of the scholars who have written and authored works with regards to the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They put it in chapters and they put it in order, and they arrange it in order according to the occurrences of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make it easy to benefit and to understand. And we have seen likewise that one of the greatest teachers and mashayikh of al-Imam Ibn Abd al-Izz al-Hanafi rahimahullah ta'ala was Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala. And he likewise has a summarized work of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Al-Fusul fi Sirat al-Rasul. Al-Fusul fi Sirati al-Rasul. Chapters in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the case here. These are chapters with regards to the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Fusul. So Al-Fusul is the plural of Fasl, and what is intended here are chapters. And this is an indication to the manner of studying the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is by looking at the events and the occurrences that happened in his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at the biography and the events of his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find that there are two major categories. There are al-hawadith al-makkiyah and al-hawadith al-madaniyah. There are the occurrences that happened in the Meccan period, and there are occurrences that happened in the period of Medina, the Madaniyan period, in the Madaniyan period. So we have the issue now of Al-Makki wa Al-Madani. And likewise, this is with regards to understanding the verses of the Quran as well. There are verses that are revealed that are called Makkiyah, and there are verses that are revealed that are called Madaniyah. Likewise, in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are events that occur that are called Makkiyah, and there are events that occur that are called Madaniyah. And what is intended here is not that what happened in Mecca and that what happened in Medina, but rather when we say Makkiyah, meaning that which occurred before Hijrah. That which occurred before Hijrah, before migration. And whenever we say Madaniyah, that means that which occurred after Hijrah. So the verses that are Makkiyah are the verses that are revealed before Hijrah. And the verses that are Madaniyah are the verses that are revealed after Hijrah. Not where they're at, but what time. And the hawadith, the events that occurred in the life of the Prophet ﷺ before Hijrah, they're called Makkiyah. And the events that occurred after Hijrah, they're called Madaniyah. Then after that, barakallahu fiqh, if we look into the Makkiyah, al-hawadith al-Makkiyah, we will find, likewise, that there are events that occurred قابل البعثة, and then there are events that occurred بعد البعثة. With regards to the Makkiyah, the Meccan period, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Hijrah. This one likewise is two parts. قابل البعثة وبعد البعثة. قابل before. البعثة, the coming of prophethood. وبعد, after البعثة, the coming of prophethood. So, البعثة is an important term that we must understand and learn with regards to the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. البعثة too. It means the coming of prophethood, that he received prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are events in the Meccan period that occurred before he received prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are events that occurred after he received prophethood, and all of this is before making hijrah. To summarize the timeline of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is how the scholars begin in general. Al-Mawlid, the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And generally, whenever they speak about this portion, they talk about al-Nasab al-Sharif, the noble lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is in the Mawlid. This is the first thing they discuss. And even sometimes you will find that they will discuss the circumstance of the Arab and mankind before the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to understand further the da'wah and the call of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the mawlid, there is an-nash'a. An-nash'atu, which is the upbringing, his childhood and his life, how he was brought up and how he lived amongst his tribesmen and his family members and relatives sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there is al-bi'tha, whenever he received prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after bi'tha, there is qabla al-hijrah, before the hijrah. And then there is ba'da al-hijrah, after the hijrah. And then after that, there is al-wafat, the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the general timeline. And likewise, this is how it is mentioned as well in the poem. The birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including his lineage. And then his upbringing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, receiving prophethood. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. And then after that, the events that occurred before hijrah, before migration, and then the events that occurred after migration, and then after that, the wafat, the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with that, we have actually completed three lines of poetry, and we'll add the next two and the rest of them bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We'll try our best to follow the syllabus, but sometimes maybe we'll go a little bit over or a little bit less according to the time, and that which is easy and available, and that which is suitable. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the knowledge beneficial for us. So tomorrow bi'idhnillahi ta'ala we will begin with Mawliduhu fi ashir al-fadhiri Rabi'in al-awwali am al-firi Lakinnama al-mashhuru thani ashrihi Fi yawm al-ithnani tulu'a fajrihi Wa wafaqa al-ishrina min naysana Wa qablahu haynu abihi hana Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.